Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Nebraska does play Michigan tomorrow at 2:30 here in Lincoln on CBS. We got Brad Nessler, Gary Danielson on the call for CBS Sports. We're now joined by someone that covers Michigan. That's Bill Simonson, host of The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network from 3 to 6 p.m. every weekday. Bill, good morning. I'm curious. We have seen, two years ago, Jim Harbaugh had missed half the season with suspension. You have a coach missing this game today and Sharon Moore tomorrow. Are you getting used to not having your head coach on the sidelines for Michigan?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, because actually without the head coaches there, they've scored some pretty impressive wins. You know, to me, don't get me going on the NCAA and the double standard and hypocrisy that guys can get $14.5 million, including the Michigan quarterback, but you're going to have an inquisition hearing on Harbaugh and cheeseburgers. I'm not condoning what he did, but it's just crazy. You know, it is what it is. College football is pro football today, just another level, and we all love it. We're excited about Nebraska and Michigan tomorrow. It's going to be a big one. I've been to Lincoln numerous times. It's one of the great venues. Their fans are as good as they're right there with Packer fans and UW fans that I've experienced. So I'm curious how a true freshman quarterback who didn't play well at Oklahoma, how Michigan is a favorite coming into this game. That's still a head scratcher for me.
Okay, Bill, then let's just get right into it. Bill Simonson joins us. The thing that people are, I would say, deathly afraid of here, a lot of people that I'm hearing from this morning even, are that number 22 is going to be a big problem for Nebraska. What do you think that picture will look like, Justice Haynes against Nebraska's defense?
Well, you know, Haynes is a transfer from Alabama, and he has been a bright spot. I really think Michigan's offense, you know, if I'm Rule, I'm looking at Underwood. You can't let him get into open space and run. And, again, Central Michigan is not Nebraska. It's not the crowd. I believe your crowd is worth 10 points when you're in a game. And I think, hey, you know, the line, it's still a work in progress. Okay. I don't know if winning by 60 is fool's gold, but, you know, I'm concerned about this game, because if they can't establish the run with Haynes and Underwood, they don't have a game breaker or game changer at receiver.
Okay.
I don't know who they turn to. Their defense will be good enough not to give up more than, you know, 21 tops, I
Oh, okay. Really? Go ahead, Bill.
Their defense is good. Okay. Their defense is good.
Okay.
Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. You guys have an incredible school song. What's that like when you guys think of one of the most iconic school songs that are out there? Is that a good feeling for you guys when you travel on the road and the band shows up and you still have a great school song that everyone knows?
It is when you're playing well. Fight songs stink. When you're not, you're sick of them. You're like, I don't want to hear that. You know, Michigan has the Hail to the Victors, but again, it's based on winning. So Hail to the Victors didn't sound good against Oklahoma, which ironically I went to school there, and I was back in the Big Eight days with Nebraska-Oklahoma playing every year. But nice. Yeah, fight songs are better when you're winning.
I had, for some reason, I have an infatuation with watching Michigan just to see what they were doing throughout the year. And I felt that the first couple of games that I watched every snap in New Mexico and every snap of Oklahoma, I thought it seemed like Michigan had kind of lost their way a little bit as far as being Michigan, as far as what you saw under Harbaugh. With the run game, a lot more, they were so much more 12 and 13 personnel and obviously a lot more 11 personnel. And some of the run game changed, and it seemed as if they kind of found their way a little bit more in the Central Michigan game. Tell me your thoughts on that.
And that's a great point. Agree with you 100%. I'm not sold on Sherrone Moore as an offensive leader at head coach. And ironically, he was on suspension, and Biff Pogge stepped in. And, you know, I look at maximizing your weapons. I don't care if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, Detroit Lions, or if you're Nebraska or Michigan. Your number one goal every game has to start with maximizing or your weapons. And, yeah, true freshman, close to the vest, you know, the Oklahoma game, even with how bad they played, you know, they still were a big play early second half, midway third quarter from being into that. I like, you know, I look at Underwood, the dude runs a spread, which means he's going to look. If it's not there, he's going to check, mm-hmm. and then he's going to go. And some are design runs, which he had. They got to do that more. And again, the passing game will set up the running game with Haynes. But, yeah, I think Michigan lost their way. Sherrone Moore is coached like he's worried about his job. Mm. You know, they beat Ohio State. They beat Ohio State because of their defense. They beat Alabama because of their defense in the monsoon, which created a wet track for Bama speed. And I just, if you look at, since Sherrone Moore has been head coach, and you try and if you watched all Michigan games, and you try and look at an offensive game where you went, damn, they know what they're doing. It would be last week, and Sherrone Moore wasn't on the sideline.
All right, Bill Simonson joins us, longtime Michigan-based sports radio personality. Hey, what are your impressions of Dylan Raiola? I mean, what do you expect to see from number 15 for Nebraska tomorrow?
You know, actually, I think Dylan Raiola is from another planet, and he's an alien, and he's actually Patrick Mahomes, who comes up on Saturdays to play at Lincoln. I mean, I don't mind the mannerisms. You know, kids grow up, we all wanted to shoot like MJ or swing like, mm-hmm. you know, Freddie Lynn or something, mm-hmm. and I don't mind it. I think the dude's a gamer. I think, you know, ironically, when we talk about learning your way, you have to fail to succeed. And when I say fail, it means lose a big game. And last year's Nebraska's team, I'd watch them early. I'm like, damn, they got a defense good enough to be a 9-10 win team. And, you know, right. And then they just lost some games. I think it was and little did we know how good Illinois would be, but, and they are now top 10. But I like him. He's a gamer. He's heady. He makes plays when there's not a play there. Mm-hmm. Kind of where I think Underwood is, where Raiola was a year ago, about that same spot.
Speaking of Bryce Underwood, again, first two games, Bill, had 5 carries total. Last game, again, only a couple design, had took some scrambles, but over 100 yards rushing. Do you expect his legs to be a big part of the game tomorrow?
Has to be. Michigan, you know, so I'm Nebraska. I'm not going to get too technical for the audience, but we're watching film since last, you know, probably Saturday night, and we're looking and saying, okay, we stop Haynes, Underwood, who else in that offense can beat us? Because I always play this game. I've done it with my kids, with everything. How many of your guys would start for our guys?
Okay.
And you can look at a team and ask, how many guys on the Michigan offense would play for Nebraska right now? And I don't think Underwood would beat out Raiola right away.
Right.
So maybe Haynes,
maybe Haynes.
Right. One. Mm. That tells you that that defense has to win this game.
Ooh.
For Michigan.
Okay.
The Michigan defense needs to win, and I don't know, on the road, rowdy crowd, some of the best fans in college football. I'm not as confident as a lot of people are because, yeah, CMU wasn't bad. They won at San Jose State. They played Pitt into the fourth quarter, Central Michigan University. But Michigan was good. I was there, and I'm like.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
They were good start to finish. But this is one of those checkbox games. It was Oklahoma. It was Nebraska. It was Ohio State. Their schedule is very favorable. I said before the season started, if they won two of those three games, they'd have a shot at the college football playoff. Even with the true freshman quarterback, unless Underwood was just horrible and he doesn't look that way. He looks comfortable, but I think this is a tough game for Michigan tomorrow. Again, I'm not condoning betting. I don't know if it's even legal in Nebraska like it is in Michigan, but I'm telling people, and if it's not legal, chances are Johnny out there at the farm is taking wagers. I'd stay away from the points.
Okay.
Michigan given points.
So you're thinking here in Nebraska, there's old school bookies. Just there's no on the farm. Oh, nothing on the farm.
On the farm.
Somebody on a farm out here that's got has been printing out sheets at Kinko's and handing them out at the bar. That's incredible. That's awesome. Could happen.
I'm here to pick up a pie. I'd like a pie minus two.
Oh, bookie. Better times. Bill, first thing at that, thank you. You referenced Fred Lynn from the Boston Red Sox in the 70s in his swing. That was That took me back. And we do a lot of better times here, and that was better times.
Yes, it's better times.
So I mentioned early in the year that this was a setback for Michigan because their head coach wouldn't be here. Then, throughout my, I've been fortunate to be in college coaching for like 30-something years, and I'm very good friends with Biff Poggi. So when they named Biff Poggi head coach, I countered back with that. I said, you know what? Advantage Michigan. They didn't bump up a coordinator, and they brought in an old school guy, and they just looked different in one game. Is the state of Michigan confident in Biff Poggi? Because I know that I am.
I am, and I said it on my show with our Wolverine insiders. I said, you know, what he did is he didn't get in the way, okay? So, like, Bill Belichick got in the way at North Carolina from the day he took the job, and now he's kind of stepped back a little bit, and his girlfriend doesn't have a sideline pass anymore because her heels get stuck in the grass. So, you know, they're doing well. But Biff Poggi was really good on just, you know, he said the right things before, he said the right things afterwards. I watched him. I kept an eye on the sidelines. He was letting the coordinators and the other assistants do their jobs. And I think when players feel at ease, and I'm really curious, okay, because I again, Sharon Moore, he filled in for Harbaugh. They had that one good game against Ohio State at Michigan. But and then they just ran the ball against Penn State, and Penn State couldn't stop the run when Sharon. That was when Harbaugh, he has so many suspensions, I don't know, you know, I forget the timeline.
Yeah.
But I look at Sharon Moore is still, he can recruit like crazy. And you guys at Nebraska, you've seen great recruiters who can't develop and maximize their talent. And we've seen that. Oklahoma, you know, where I went to school and everything, I've seen it. You see it at, we see it all the time. This guy's a great recruiter, but he doesn't pick the right assistants. They don't develop their talent. And I just, I'm jury's still out on Sharon Moore, not on recruiting, you know, but on game day and pregame management.
I want to circle back on something you said. You think Michigan can hold Nebraska to 21? You think Michigan's got to hold Nebraska to 21? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying to win, in my mind, Michigan can't give up more than 21 to Nebraska.
Oh boy.
So they got to hold them. Now the Michigan defense, if you look at them, even in the Oklahoma game, the quarterback, I mean, at some point I'm like, come on. I mean, you hit the guy, I know he's strong, and just, you know, tackle him. And but the Michigan defense, I you know, they didn't play well. The containment, they're staying in their lanes. They didn't do it against Oklahoma. So I don't think Raiola is the scramble threat.
No.
Maybe
No, he's not.
So that I think is an advantage Michigan. But I'm telling you, man, I've been to Lincoln 10 times. The tailgates, like, they, you get off the plane, they're tailgating at over by the fuel tanks. I mean, they're like,
it's not safe, but we do it. We're also selling pies and taking bets too.
We're gonna smoke a victory cigar before the game. Who got a light?
Yeah, they got the things figured out. That's exactly right. Bill, tell us about.
God bless you.
I love this. I see a guy walking by with a whole bunch of pies. I'm like, I know where he's been.
Give me Oklahoma.
Probably a bunch of dairy farmers out there just making wagers.
No, oh, it's Herbie Huskers dressed up by the road saying pies and selling
huckleberry pies.
Pies
and pecan.
What do you got, Bill?
It seemed to me as if, you know, in that Oklahoma game, you guys had a couple of, I use the term, free hitters on blitzes, and they just didn't get Mateer down. But it also seemed like early in the game they were very zone-ish and free access throws, and then Wink changed to more man and more pressure. Tell us where he's at, where you think the defense is at, with what kind of expect to see.
Well, Wink brought an NFL defense to a team that was pretty good defensively in last year, and they took a while to adjust, and he did adjust, and that's when the team got better, starting with Indiana last year through the end of the season. And what their defense did against that Ohio State offense, when you watch what Ohio State did in the playoffs, you're like, okay, wow, that was great. And Alabama, too. I was in Tampa. They just were more physical. And the rain did help. I tell everybody, if there's not that monsoon in the second quarter, I don't think Michigan wins that game. But I just think you got to, you know, coaches all follow each other off the cliff now, where you're not unique. The ones that are successful, where I believe in pressure. I believe in pressure in every sport. I believe in coming at somebody and making them beat my best thing I got. So whether that's a linebacker, an edge rusher, D tackles, safety who can come up and just knock the snot out of somebody. I'm like, that's what I want to see. And too many people sit back, they play underneath, they play the soft coverage, you allow a team to lather up, and then before you know it, you miss a tackle, and that's Oklahoma. Even how bad Michigan played. I watched that game, rewatched it prior to my show the Monday after that. I'm like, even with how bad Underwood played, and the missed tackles, they still had a shot to be in that game late third quarter, early fourth quarter.
Because they clanked a field goal. You guys clanked a field goal off the upright, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zabata, that's another guy. I mean, I'm like, okay, you know, going into season, I think he was might have been the best kicker in America. And, you know, on kicking, I always look at the goalposts and I think, man, those dudes, you talk about pressure.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Hundo.
And there's not a – yeah, there's like – there's you can't miss – it's like a golf shot, okay? If all of us, that'd be like all of us who play golf or who are listening or you guys in studio, that we'd have to hit a straight shot every time.
Right, right.
It's hard to do.
Not happening.
Bill.
No, I was late getting to the course because I had to stop by Herbie Husker's farm.
The pie man. Taking minus two and a hook.
He is.
Give me some of that corn, and I'll take Nebraska plus a point.
I'll have some soybeans.
He is Bill Simonson, host of the Huge Show on Michigan Sports
Network. Huge,
Bill. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again down the road, and
we'll
good
have
luck
you on every
weekend.
Week. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Hey, I love you guys. Anytime you need me, we can talk Big Ten, and it should be a great Saturday.
We're going to do
all
it.
The Husker fans.
We might do that.
You're going to be back on because we want to talk about pies more.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Hey, make you get your bets in on it. That's
Bill Simonson,
huge
host of the Huge Show. That was good stuff.
Farmers taking bets.
I'll take some of that corn.
Bookies out in Suresco. Not a far drive.
No. Thank you, Bill.
That was good.
Simonson.
He was great.
Nebraska's going to get 21, aren't they?
They should, hopefully.
They get 26, 27.
Well, I went 31-21.
Yeah.
The take that I took from it was one thing. It wasn't like, yeah, we're good.
No,
not at all.
Overly confident.
Did not feel, oh, we're good.
That's what we've heard, right?
But also, the other thing that I took from it, too, is he was very open about Sharon Moore. I'm not sure he's the game day leader, I said was going to hurt. And then they got Biff Poggi. I go, and they.
Maybe not.
I don't care what you say. They did look different against Central Michigan.
Hello.
Yeah.
They did.
When we come back, the Marty Party. Marty Simple on the line next, an early break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.